This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard, and coming up, November 10th will be the 250th anniversary of the founding of the United States Marines, and we're always appreciative of our men and women who serve and certainly want to help, and I want to introduce you to a Marine. His name is Jerick Frye, and you can see him on our live stream at kdkradio.com. Courtesy of Metropolitan Window Company. Jerick, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on today.
First and foremost, thank you for your service to our country. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
And a decorated Marine combat veteran and founder of a very unique organization, Bushido Brotherhood. Tell us how this got started.
Yes, sir. So I did 9 years in Iraq and Afghanistan. I was in the Marine Corps Infantry. And after I got out of the Marine Corps because I had a child, and after getting out, being the Marine, I really didn't fit into society and community. And I had a hard time finding a community and an identity and a purpose outside of the military. And so it took me about 3 years of struggling on my own to try to figure that out. And the place that I kind of got reestablished was in jujitsu. So I found jujitsu, and that's where I found my community and my purpose and my people, really.
I can't relate directly, but I hope to try to understand when you say 9 years, how many tours in Afghanistan and Iraq?
Yeah, absolutely. So I did four deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan. My last one was actually probably the worst. We were in Afghanistan in 2011. There's been all kinds of stories and stuff written about it, but yeah, I mean, I loved it. I was built for it, but when I had a kid, I had to take the responsibility to get out and take care of my child.
We hear often, Jerick, stories like yours where men and women who serve come back and it's hard to reintegrate into, you know, civilian life, because it's not the same for you, I'm sure. And a lot of things probably seem frivolous, and you want to lock into something that makes you feel like you're engaged. So I give you a lot of credit for this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the military, specifically the Marine Corps, works really well because you identify as a Marine. And so we really take our identity as that, and pro athletes do the same. And so do high level college athletes. To perform at that level for any of it, you have to identify as that. And so when you identify as that and you're no longer that at 27 years old, it's really hard to figure out what you're going to do the rest of your life and what's worthwhile. So, it becomes a very difficult transition. And then the other side of it is like when you're isolated, isolation leads to death. you know? So you come out and you're isolated because your old friends, they're doing what they used to do and you kind of just don't fit in anymore. And so trying to find people that actually care about you, because there's a lot of them, it's very difficult.
You've made that transition, obviously successfully, and I'm sure you invite other veterans to, hey, this may be something for you. So tell us about the 8th annual Throwdown.
Yes. So the Throwdown is what really established the nonprofit unintentionally. So once I found jujitsu with a really great life, to within a year, I established a business. I found faith. I found my family. I found community. And like, I got inspired to show other people this. And so the Throwdown was a way for me to show and introduce people to jujitsu that wouldn't typically see it. Typically, when you tell people jujitsu, they think karate and they throw their hands up in the air at you and make the karate signals, you know. And so jujitsu is submission grappling, and it's a very unique sport that like really takes a lot. It humbles you and it helps you kind of develop these bonds and relationships that you couldn't establish anywhere else. So that is why we established the Throwdown. So to show people jujitsu. So how do I get people there?
Well, the
that's the trick.
8th annual Throwdown is coming up a week from Saturday, September 13th, from 11 till 6 at St. Clair Park in Greensburg. VetBushido.org. That's VetBushido.org. And support our veterans like Jarek Fry. This is outstanding, Marine, that you have reinvented yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we owe it to our country and we owe it to our communities and our family to live up to what we could potentially do. We just got to get that fire and sparked in us. And so, yeah, please come out to the event. That is what created the Veteran Bushido. We give away guns, there's food trucks, there's live music, there's jujitsu for entertainment. We're giving away a Gibson Les Paul, a Jeep Wrangler, all kinds of fun, family-friendly activities. Come join us, see the community, participate and sponsor veterans across the country to get into group fitness.
Outstanding. Thank you for your time today. All the best, and we hope we get some more people to attend next Saturday. Thank you, Jarek.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You got it. Jarek Fry, the man behind this Bushido organization. That's VetBushido.org. And really appreciate what he's done in service and now post-service, what he's doing to try to help his fellow veterans. It was sunny and nice today. Little rain must fall, but that's okay. I don't mind. And every Thursday at this time, we check in with the food editor of Pittsburgh Magazine. That would be the one and only Christy Graber, which you can see on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Christy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Are you someone that likes the rain?
I do. I actually said that to my daughter today. I was glad it was going to rain today. It just feels, it helps me creatively, I think, the rain.
Yeah, a lot of people, and especially, you know, we're really not used to the dry spell we had here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that was not fun all summer. I was not a fan.
All right. That said, it's been kind of quiet in the last couple of weeks, but the talk for years has been about the new Pittsburgh International Airport, and allegedly it's going to open next month in October. You have a guide to the new terminal.
Yeah, I feel like I talk about this thing like every week. But we do have a guide to the new terminal, including parking, ticketing, security, passenger pickup, all that fun stuff. So it's getting real. And I think it's really cool that the idea for this new $1.7 billion terminal started as a sketch on the back of a napkin, where, you know, all great ideas start.
Yeah, and I talked to Rich Fitzgerald, who was a big part of that when he was county executive. And he said part of the problem was that the way the airport was originally designed was to be a hub airport for U.S. Airways. And almost 90% of the air traffic was coming and stopping in Pittsburgh. So they didn't leave the airport or didn't get into the airport in Pittsburgh. And then over time, it reversed.
Changed.
Yeah. Right. So the, you know, the tram is going away 8 miles.
I kind of like the tram.
Well, maybe they'll put it in the trolley museum for you down in Washington County.
There we go. It just, I think it made the buildup to, like, if you're going on vacation, like, a little bit more exciting. I, that's just my opinion. But
this tram stops at gates A, B, C, and D. But they had 8 miles of luggage conveyors. And so on the back side of your trip, Christy, you could wait sometimes almost as long for your luggage as you did.
That's true.
To take the trip. That will be a big, big change. But that for you, true. What's the biggest advantage of the new terminal?
Well, I think all the local, like, food businesses. So there's a lot of, you know, places that are based in Pittsburgh around here. Here, and they're going to give people a literal taste of Pittsburgh whenever they stop in.
All right, let's talk about pickles. Seems to be a popular subject here in Pittsburgh. What's the Pittsburgh Pickle Company? Isn't there already one? Wasn't there?
Well, they are based in Verona, and I interviewed them last year, like last spring, for a story about, you know, Picklesburg and all that good stuff. But they said they were toying with the idea of introducing their own ketchup in Pittsburgh. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I didn't think they were being serious because, you know, that's kind of a threat in this city, but they did, and it's great. So it's available on their website at the Ambridge Do It Best Home Center, the store that has it all. And you could also find it at Giant Eagle Market Districts, but it's a Pittsburgh pickle ketchup. It doesn't taste like pickles. It's just their brand. And they also have a mustard. So, you know, Heinz isn't made here anymore. So they're just trying to keep the Pittsburgh ketchup tradition alive.
Yeah, the big story this week was the fact that Heinz, Kraft Heinz, is now going to go back to just Kraft and Heinz. However, they do promise to keep a Pittsburgh presence.
Yes, so very important. So, you know, it's always going to be, you know, Heinz ketchup is always Pittsburgh. And but, you know, expand your horizons. Try Pittsburgh pickle companies.
And also, you have another one of these quizzes. You're always testing us, Pittsburgh Magazine. 41
people
questions testing your Pittsburgh arts and culture knowledge.
And that's something I thought I was pretty much an expert on. This quiz is very hard. It's not, you know, just easy questions. It's challenging and it's fun. And you will learn a lot about the city. So check it out.
All right. Number one. Can I share it?
Yes.
This movie, set in Pittsburgh, features an iconic driving scene through the Fort Pitt Tunnel. And it gives you multiple choice. So it's Sudden Death, Flashdance, The Perks of Being a Wallflower, and The Dark Knight Rises. I think I know the answer. Would you tell me if I did?
Yes.
You will?
Yes.
All right. The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
That is correct.
And the reason I remember this is because one of the stars is doing that Titanic kind of thing in the car.
Right.
Standing up with her
arms
stretched.
I always wanted to do that.
Yeah, this is
not
great.
Safe.
Check it out. Read all about it in Pittsburgh Magazine. Christy Graver, the food editor. Where are you going this weekend? Where are you eating this weekend?
Oh, my goodness. Where am I going this weekend? I don't even know. I think I'm going to Ambridge. I'm going to explore Ambridge this weekend.
All right. We'll see you next Thursday.
It's a very walkable town. So, yeah, I'll let you know.
Great little town. All right, Christy. Thanks.
It is. See ya.
Check in with Marty Griffin in a few minutes, see what he's working on for today's 10 to 2 broadcast. Check him out also on Facebook Live. And yesterday, the Epstein files. President says it's a Democratic hoax. This story won't go away. And a lot of people are focused on what the women who were abused by Epstein had to say. We start there with CBS's Michael George.
Survivors of Jeffrey Epstein's sexual abuse are making their voices heard, joining the growing bipartisan calls on Capitol Hill for the release of the Epstein files. The women sharing their stories, some publicly for the first time, are demanding the Trump administration provide transparency and accountability for what they endured as teenagers. The president, who campaigned on releasing the Epstein files, is now dismissing the scandal as a hoax. CBS's justice correspondent Scott McFarlane reports.
One after another.
There are hundreds of women that are silenced.
Survivors of Jeffrey Epstein's abusive behavior pleaded for the release of the Epstein case files, some addressing the president directly.
President Trump, you have so much influence and power in this situation. Please use that influence and power to help us, because we need it now and this country needs it now.
Several blasted the president for referring to the matter as a hoax, as he did again.
So this is a Democrat hoax that never ends.
This is not a hoax. We are real human beings. This is real trauma.
Teresa Helm of Ohio was among the survivors in Washington. She tells CBS News Epstein assaulted her and that Ghislaine Maxwell allegedly arranged it.
What role did she play in this to you?
So Ghislaine Maxwell played by far the biggest role.
Helm was studying massage therapy in 2002 and said an intermediary promising a dream job and private jet travel directed her to Maxwell, who, Helm says, recruited her to work for Epstein, touting his wealth and his ornate mansion in Manhattan. Helm alleged Maxwell directed her to go to Epstein's home and offer him whatever he wants during his massage, because Epstein always gets what he wants.
She was certainly a master manipulator, I can assure you that.
Helm alleged Epstein sexually assaulted her multiple times during their only encounter in 2002 at his Manhattan home.
This woman changed the entire trajectory of my life. She changed something with me, within me, that I will never get back.
Maxwell's attorney, David Marcus, called Helm's accusation an outlandish claim.
The presence of those Epstein survivors on Capitol Hill resulted in a lot of members of Congress answering a lot of questions about what should happen with the Epstein case files. A bipartisan bill would require the full release, but it is short of the necessary votes. Scott McFarlane, CBS News, Washington.
And the other big story that a lot of people are focused on, in fact, it has a direct impact in Pennsylvania, and Aaron, you've heard this, where suddenly to get, for instance, a COVID-19 shot, you had to have a prescription unless you were in a certain category, which changed dramatically since COVID.
Right.
Now they've walked that back in Pennsylvania, so you don't need a prescription to get one, but there's a lot of questions about Robert Kennedy Jr. and what he's doing, and he will face the Senate today.
We start with the growing divide over vaccines. Florida is now vying to become the first state in the nation to end all vaccine requirements, including for school children. It comes as Health Secretary and longtime vaccine skeptic Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is facing growing calls for him to resign. Today, he's set to testify before the Senate Finance Committee, where he's expected to face tough questions about the turmoil rocking the CDC. CBS's Jared Hill joins us now with more on this. So RFK has fired vaccine experts. He shut down medical research programs. He's restricted who can get the COVID vaccine. What are lawmakers saying heading into this hearing?
You got at least one Republican lawmaker who is saying he does not see Robert F. Kennedy Jr. restoring confidence in the CDC. Instead, he described it as a situation that's a, quote, multiple vehicle pileup. Today's finance hearing has been on the books for a while, focused on President Trump's health agenda. Now there's new bipartisan interest Kennedy.
Today, a Republican-led Senate committee addressing new concerns about Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., as more than 1,000 current and former HHS employees demand his resignation or removal.
There are serious allegations.
In a letter, they say the country's top health official is endangering the nation's health by spreading inaccurate health information. Senator Bill Cassidy, a doctor and a member of today's panel.
I'm not presupposing anybody's right or wrong. We got to get to the bottom of it.
The hearing comes a week after the Trump administration fired former CDC Director Susan Meniris, sparking the resignation of several other top officials. The White House and RFK Jr. have defended the move.
There's a lot of trouble at CDC, and it's going to require getting rid of some people over the long term in order for us to change the institutional culture.
At the heart of the turmoil, vaccine policy. Last week, the FDA limited new COVID-19 shots to people over 65 or with certain pre-existing conditions. Wednesday, Democratic governors of California, Oregon, and Washington State announced a health alliance to preserve vaccine access. But in Florida, the state's Surgeon General announced efforts to eliminate all vaccine mandates.
What you put into your body is because of your relationship with your body and your God.
Critics call the decision reckless and dangerous.
So Florida's move could end vaccination requirements for shots protecting against measles, chickenpox, polio. Many public health experts and officials credit those requirements for helping to really limit the spread of some of these viruses and diseases that can be deforming, if not deadly.
CBS's Jared Hill, and I'm sure some of this will come up in the conversation in front of the Senate today with RFK Jr. That said, I'm curious, Aaron, what local doctors think about it if you take away all the mandated vaccines for kids in school. They were put there for, you know, when you go back to polio and Jonas Salk, that was actually generated right here in Pittsburgh for school children. Now in Florida, no mandates to have any vaccines whatsoever.
Yeah, we're going to speak to a family physician tomorrow. I'm excited to hear her thoughts for sure.
Yeah, this is a total game changer from what people have, you know, been used to over the years.
Right.
And the question is, what happens? What if? We don't know.
No, there's so many what ifs when it comes to just saying, okay, we're removing all requirements. That's pretty large.
So I'm curious what a physician would say. So there's been a lot of controversy about that. In fact, 1,000 plus employees of the, you know, HHS sent an open letter, as you heard, that they want Kennedy to resign or be fired by the president. We'll see. Meanwhile, on the lighter side, we've got National Football League action tonight. You're going to watch the Dallas Cowboys. You've been watching that documentary.
Yes.
They're in Philadelphia to play the world champion Eagles.
Guess we'll see what that outcome is.
Did you see their rings, by the way?
After they came out and everyone said how crazy they are, I had to look them up.
Well, they're like, what do you call them? Transformers.
Yeah. The wings come out.
Yeah, you hit a button and little wings come out. You know, fly, eagle, fly.
Which is interesting.
I'm sure they'll show them on TV. And then there's a Friday night game. Kansas City will be in Los Angeles to take on the Chargers. And then, of course, Steelers and Jets on Sunday at 1. And I was really surprised by what Ben Roethlisberger said on his footballing podcast.
This team is built to go to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They built this team to make a run right now. And so, could it happen? Absolutely. There's some other really good teams out there, though. Mm-hmm. We don't even touch like the you know, what are the Chiefs gonna look like? What are the Bills gonna look like? It's just early right now, but I definitely think we get in the postseason. I think this is the year we get our first postseason win in a long time. I think so.
That's the headline, man.
That is the headline from Ben. Ben says they can get it done, Aaron.
Let's see.
Tell Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.